And now it's time for the show you've all been waiting for. The show you wait all week long. It's time for Out and About with Elaine LaRoche. But this week, sitting in for Elaine LaRoche is the legendary Tom Rafferty.
Well, thank you, Mike. What a great introduction. Thank you so much. How are you?
I spent all night doing that.
You did.
I stayed up all night just, you know, producing that whole thing.
I had to rehearse, too. You know, all the events going on. But anyway, welcome in. Thank you, Mike, for your help and your guidance this morning. Mike is on the board and helping out, as he always does. Mike, what, you've been here like 40 years or something with ARA?
I'm almost as old as the station.
Right. I can remember back in like 89, 90, you were like, you came into the sales office. You guys need any help? I do everything else here, you know?
I remember you with like curly hair.
Curly hair? I don't know.
You used to have like a fro almost when I first met you. You used to do
longer.
The news.
It was darker, too.
I used to do the news. But you always were good at I think you had a talk show too.
I did, yes.
I mean, even before the one on SOMO.
Oh yes, way back, right? Yeah,
Larry Tachi.
8 to midnight. Then I did news, and then I did the the Saturday morning show.
Yep.
It's like being back home here. We used to sell, buy, trade everything on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, like a swap shop type show.
Right. Yeah, we sold the show out. Everybody wanted to sponsor that. And Tom, I got a wheelbarrow for sale.
I used to do that at another station. Every station that you do that on, it's a hit because everyone has stuff. Oh, I think we may be having a very special call from far away.
That's right. We should tell people that Elaine is on assignment somewhere. Let's see if she's going to be on, and she's going to try to call us.
Hold on, Elaine.
If you'd like to join us, it's 508-222-1320. We have a lot of things to chat about today. But first and foremost, the owner of this 7 to 8 hour, the host who's been here, Elaine LaRoche. Hi, Elaine.
Hi there. Bonjour. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting at a cafe. I swear to God, I did not hire an accordion player to play music in the background, but he's here playing. And I'm
really
having a great time. Yeah, the weather is really fantastic here. Every single day it's been high 80s, and it's just been a really wonderful experience. This Provence area is just a beautiful small town, and they have a huge four-day music festival here. Right where I'm staying at the hotel, it's right here.
Where are you specifically, Elaine? Tell our listeners in France where you are specifically. How far are you from Paris?
I'm probably about a 7-hour train ride, they tell me.
Okay.
I'm south of France. South of Paris. Probably 2 hours from Monaco, which I'm going there tomorrow. And it's called Aix-Provence, but they call it X, and everybody knows it by X. And it's just a beautiful little French town. I've met a school teacher from South Carolina here, and we've been palling around, and she's been, get this, for $800, you can be here for a month. And I said to her, you got to be kidding me. But she knows all the area. We just came back from Paul Cézanne's studio, and that was a hike up a huge hill. But I've been seeing, yesterday was one of my beautiful wishes is to see the lavender fields, and I was able to do that. And so I was very happy to do that. And then tonight is it's like a 6-course dinner at Paul Cézanne's homestead, his residence, his chateau, and three chefs are there. And I thought it was seven wineries. They're going to do a wine tasting, but it's actually 13 wineries that are going to be there.
Oh my goodness! Go real slow with that, Elaine.
So when I come back, I'll have to sign up for AA or something because I have to say the wine has just been fabulous. The people here understand what little French this girl can say, and I've been very comfortable in every situation here. I've not run into one rude person here ever. It's
great.
Just a wonderful, sweet little town.
Now, how much more of your tour do you have to go? Are you going to go to other towns and events
there? Yep. The one town. Well, tonight is the dinner at the chateau, and then I come back, and the music runs till 1 a.m. here, so it's right outside my hotel, so I'll probably just meander around and listen to that and then go to bed, and then 9 o'clock tomorrow, they pick me up from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 p.m. to Monaco and Nice.
Wow.
That's a full day on the other coast, which I'm looking forward to. And that's my last tour.
Uh-huh.
There's like 14 of us going. So, yeah, it's been a really great experience. I want to thank you for filling in for me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I really am out and about, Tom.
Yeah. Well, this is about as out and far out and about as you can get, Elaine. You're only, 9,000 miles from us or something?
Yes.
I know you're covering a lot of things there as the journalist that you are, and I'm sure you're going to bring back lots of great memories and lots of great stories, too.
Oh, yeah. I really have. Last night was a little intense, Tom, I do have to say. And I posted on Facebook some things that maybe I shouldn't have, but there was there were a lot of vans from the military. They have a national military police here, besides the police that are in each town and city in France. But because of the music festival, there were like 13 vans of extremists, I call them, military folks getting out in their riot gear. And let me tell you, when you're sitting down and you're having, dinner, and you look up and these guys come by you looking very intently at you and look, beyond you, they were looking for, suspicious activities. And I'm happy to report that everything was fine. But I did interview one of them. I did. I mean, yes, the journalist did come out, and I did interview him. And I'll talk about that when I get back to the USA.
So
but
no terroristic activities, right? No suspicion?
No. And let me tell you, they shut that down real fast.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they do. Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't tolerate that.
That's good.
Is a great festival, they said. So I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
And enjoy the show. And
thank you
so much for filling in. I really appreciate it, Tom. When I come back, you'll have
anytime.
To come on for real.
All right.
Thank you, Tom. Take care. And take care, Mike. And I think Jim Corbin's calling in at 7:35, too. But have a wonderful weekend. And I'll catch up with you all when I come back.
Okay. There
all
you
right,
go.
Au revoir, and bonjour. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you hear that French? Bonjour. So Elaine LaRoche calling in, reporting all the way from, 7-8 hours south of Paris?
France.
Nice. Yeah, she's enjoying dancing and food and all kinds of great activity. They have kind of a niche of people right outside of her hotel. That's a trip of a lifetime. I remember when I went to Europe when I was 16. I'll never forget that trip, every detail of it.
Did you go to the Eiffel Tower?
I did go to the Eiffel Tower, and it's funny that you ask, because when we went to I went as a choir. There were 46 of us. And it was in July of 1969, and it just so happened that we could only go to the second level of the Eiffel Tower. The elevator, or whatever it was that brought us up, would not. They had some kind of malfunction, and we could not go to the very top. So we only got to go to the second level, and you can still see amazing the city of Paris from there. The Paris, when we were there, the Vietnam peace talks were going on. So they had part of the city kind of cordoned off. There were several buildings that you couldn't go near because the Americans and the Viet Cong and everybody were there trying to come up with a way to end the war. So anyway, lots going on today. And if you just heard, that was Elaine LaRoche calling from France. She's on a well-earned vacation break. She's over there enjoying fine wines, great French food and pastry, great people. And she said the weather is in the 80s and looking pretty nice. So if you'd like to call in, this is, I know it's an early show. Mike is with us here. How do you pronounce your last name, Mike?
Catanzaro.
I always say Catanzaro. Why do I say
close.
That?
Some people call me Catanzaro.
I was talking to Paul the other day, and I said, do you know how to pronounce his name? Is it Ket, or, is it with a Z or an S?
It actually has a cat. The first three letters of my name actually are cat. C-A-T.
Cat, C-A-T. And it sounds Italian, is it not?
Yes, it's Sicilian.
Sicilian. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now you're getting real serious there. Sicilian. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's... What do we got here? It's
12 past 7.
12
so
past
far.
7. You also do a show, correct, here on WARA?
Yeah, I do. I host Hot Rock Radio. which is on Sundays from 6 to 8.
Hot Rock Radio? Hard. Now, is that different from your Christian missionary
show?
Oh,
no, that is.
Oh, it
is.
Oh, it is the show.
Yeah.
Hot.
Heart. Like as in heart. Like in your heart.
Yes.
Heart Rock.
Heart Rock Radio.
Yep.
Yep. It's a very, it is. I listened to you a couple Sundays ago, and you sound very sincere, very right from the heart, and reaching out to people.
Yeah.
To get them to accept the Lord. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we do that every. We've been doing that now, I think, almost 12 years.
Awesome.
So
really good, really good. Well, we have some things going on out in the community. I wanted to just mention, but how far are we from a commercial break, Mike?
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like we got about 6 minutes, or under 6 minutes.
Okay. Just to let folks know, first of all, it's going to be a terrific weekend weather-wise. I guess we're supposed to be in the 80s most of the weekend. Sun, all the way through, it's supposed to be just terrific out there. Saturday, Sunday, I guess even into Monday, I think we might get some rain on Tuesday, although meteorologist Jim Corbin will give us all the details on that in a bit.
That's right.
So.
He'll set us straight.
Mm-hmm. Elaine the Roach, we just heard from. She's on vacation from France. Stuff going on here locally. Are you ready for this, Mike? There's some biggies. There's some real, real... of course, the Attleboro Farmers Market will be going on today from 9 to 4. It's their second week. They have lots of great vendors. They're over there near Capron Park in the back fields there near the high school. And... Heather Parika does a great job, and Eddie Parika and all their family. They have a lot of volunteers. They have some wonderful vendors, so if you're looking for fresh fruit and vegetables grown right at the farm, no preservatives, and a lot of wonderful people, head over to the farmer's market today. 9 to 1, they have signs there where you can park. It's right over in the back of Capron Park there, so that should be... another great, well-attended event. Guess what's going on at the Attleboro Museum today?
I don't know.
This I would like to see. I really would, because I've always wanted to know more about plants and flowers. And Tulip-O-Mania is going on at the Attleboro Arts Museum today from 2 to 4. They will have a discussion by the Art Lovers Book Club. They will talk about Tulip Mania. It's the story of the world's most coveted flower and the extraordinary passion that it arouses.
I'm thinking of that song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yes, with Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Yep, and there's a guy there that wrote this book. He'll be there answering questions, talking about the book. I can always recognize tulips. I think we have a call. Let's see who it might be. Oh, Mike's going to pre-screen the call. That's always a smart way. Did you get it?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Heather Parika.
Oh, hello, Heather Parika.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am fantastic. Elaine had asked me last week to give a call in on Saturday morning, even though she's off traipsing about the world. I still remember it. I'm kind of proud of myself for that.
Very good.
How are you guys today?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing great, Heather. And one of the stops I'd like to make today is the fabulous Attleboro Farmers Market, 9 o'clock. What have you got in store for us?
So today is, I probably get, people are probably so tired of hearing me say it. Oh, my God, it's another fantastic day at Farmers Market. But every week it is. Because you know what? There's a little bit of a surprise every week. We're never really sure what our vendors are going to bring. Like, we have an idea, but sometimes vendors bring something a little extra exciting. Like, last week, Dawn from Shamrock High Farm brought cider donuts, which we didn't know those were coming. That was awesome. We have strawberries coming this week. We have broccoli and cauliflower and kale and all sorts of great veggies, as usual. But we have a couple of new additions this week that I wanted to tell you about. One of the things that we have this guy, his name's Bobby Mack the Knife. He's a knife sharpener. He comes every other week, and every week, inevitably, I have someone come up to me and go, Heather, I forgot my knives. So don't forget your knives today. People, everybody bring your knives. Bring your knives, bring your lawn. He does lawn stuff, like blades and
cutter things. I'm clearly a landscape person right here. As you can, Eddie Parica handles all the landscaping at our home. But he can do your tools for that. He can sharpen scissors. He can do all sorts of stuff. So if you have stuff that's a little dull at home, come to Farmer's Market and sharpen them up.
He will sharpen knives right there?
Right there.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. That's a great service.
He's very affordable. Yeah, it's a great service. If you're a culinary person like myself, I love to cook, so I cook every day. Having a dull knife is one of my least favorite things. So I'm really excited today. My knives are sitting on the counter ready to go,
wow.
Hoping to God that I don't forget them.
Now, where is he located when he's not at the Attleboro Farmer's Market?
So he's actually a mobile knife sharpening guy who goes, he services restaurants and like supermarkets and butcher shops and things like that. So he has a van that he just travels around the state and sharpens stuff. But he also goes to other farmers markets. So we share him, I think he's at the Crescent Ridge Farmers Market on Saturdays when he's not with us.
Great.
So we have a new barbecue guy called Bones Brothers Barbecue. This gentleman is up here from Florida. His family's having some grandbabies, so he decided to bring the business up here for a few months while his family grows. And he will have, ready for this, alligator sausage.
Heather, can you condense it up and let us know how to get there, what time, and kind of give us a quick promotion. We're right up against a commercial break. We've got about 30 seconds.
All right, here you go. Everybody, we have 35 vendors this week. Come on down, O'Connell Field, Capron Park, park at the Bushy Street parking lot by the high school or Blue Pride Way off of Rathburn Willard. We're there from 9 to 1, and you can check us out on Facebook.
Terrific, and I can speak from experience. It's wonderful. They're all great over there, some terrific bargains. And it's a great venue. And thank you so much for calling in.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. See you later.
Thank you. There goes Heather Parica from the Farmer's Market. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Out and About with Elaine LaRoche. I am not Elaine LaRoche. Tom Rafferty sitting in for the hour. We'll be right back.
On Friday, July 15th, join in on the fun as the Attleboro Recreation Department hosts their third annual Family Fun Night at Spatcher Pool in Hayward Field. In addition to swimming and a movie, there will be other family fun activities. Spatcher Pool will be open for Attleboro residents from 6:30 p.m. until dusk. When it starts getting dark, grab your lawn chair or blanket and stroll over to Hayward Field, where the Recreation Department will be showing the Disney classic Toy Story on the big screen. Rain date for this event is July 22nd.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro will host What is Archaeology Anyway? On Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m. This event will answer all of your most profound archaeological queries, such as, what was New England like before us? This event is intended for children ages 7 and older. To register, call the library's children's department at 508-699-0122.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall.
Girl in a dream. You're listening to a very special edition of Out and About here on WARA. And now, here's Tom Rafferty.
Well, thank you, Mike. Gosh, this is like the royal treatment. I don't even have to run the board. Coffee here. I can't touch the donuts, though. I'm sorry. The doctor said I can't have them. Thank you anyway. But Mike is doing a great job here. And this is Out and About for June 25th. A marvelous weekend out there, weather-wise, and a lot of events going on. If you'd like to call in this early hour, I did try to get a guest. I made three calls. I called Sturdy Hospital. No one was available because Sturdy is sponsoring a day at Capron Park today from 10 to noon. That'll go right along with the farmer's market. It's right over there. And kids will be able to get into the zoo today absolutely free. So parents, bring your kids over between 10 and 12. It's a free admission, and they also get a free gift. How about that? I wonder what the gift is.
I'm thinking of like maybe a stuffed animal or something.
Yeah. I used to always go to McDonald's when they had the Happy Meals, and I'd get the little free gift for my son. We'd always, you know, what'd you get? Oh, I got an electronic helicopter. Oh, I'd say, what I got? A rock.
They put those in the Happy Meals, those little electronic toys?
Well, little plastic ones. They weren't really motorized or anything.
I was going to say.
Just plastic. I know. So that's what's going on today. Sturdy is sponsoring that from 10 to noon. Kids can go over to the zoo for free. I also want to say happy birthday. This is sort of from Dominic's show. My sister-in-law, Nancy Briand, it's her birthday today. So we want to say happy birthday to her on behalf of all of her family. My wife is her sister. So, happy birthday, Nancy Briand of Attleboro, and Ronnie, treat her to a real nice day today. I also want to say happy birthday to Mimi Madden of Middleboro. That happens to be my wife's niece, and Mimi's a great gal and very smart, very educated. We love going out to see Mimi in Middleboro, so today is her birthday. They have so many birthdays. I mean, I've said to everybody, you can go one block and run into one of my wife's sisters. She has about 27,000 of them.
I was going to say, because everyone gets one birthday.
Yes.
You said they had so many birthdays.
Well, in June, in her birthday, they have like 11 birthdays.
Wow.
From June 1st to the 30th. I mean, it's every day. I mean, you got to, okay, whose birthday today? Oh, it's Gracie's. Then it's Karen's. Then it's Nancy's. And
as long as you don't forget your wife's birthday.
Oh, I won't. I won't. Yeah. We're going to have a big, big party for her because she's turning 60 in October.
All right.
So I'll have to get the invitation to you, too.
Okay.
So you met her, remember, a few years ago up at the station?
Yep. She's been there.
And you were giving us the tour.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, so you met this guy Tom, huh? Well, let me tell you. Dominic mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to mention it again. Monster Jam, have you ever been to that?
Is that, I'm going to take a guess. Is that with the, that's not with the trucks, right?
That is.
It's in Gillette Stadium?
Yes, tonight. It's 7 o'clock. The show will feature 16 megaton trucks.
Wow.
The names of some of these people are very common to those who follow this. There's going to be Carolina Crusher will be there. El Toro Loco will be there. And Mad Scientist, just to name a few.
Name scares me.
You'll also see the vehicles fly up to 130 feet in the air. That's more than 14 cars put side by side. Tickets for the kids are $10, $25 for adults. There's also a party in the pits from 1:30 to 4:30, and where fans can see the trucks up close and also meet all the drivers.
Wow.
That's going on at Gillette today.
That's cool.
So now let's get to the real good stuff.
Oh, cool.
According to the weather, now I didn't get it all done, and I hope Jim will call us. I'm pretty sure he will at some point. But the weather is supposed to be pretty nice, in the 80s, sunny, maybe a little clouds. I think it's supposed to be pretty nice through Monday. And then I looked at the weatherchannel.com, and then it looked like we're going to get some rain and clouds on Tuesday. So yep. That's all I can report now. I think the temperature, as I remember it, was already looking at 60-some degrees out there.
Yeah.
But Jim will correct us all, I'm sure. He's so good at it. I love listening to Jim and hearing the whys and the hows of the weather fronts, how they get here, what happens to them, and all that. In sports, do you follow sports, Mike, a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a diehard sports fan.
No? What sport do you like the best if you were to watch
it? If I was to follow it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty partial to all of them. You know,
you like local in Rhode Island? Like
mostly local teams, you know. But I don't know why. I thought about this the other day. I said, gee, why do I like not? Because there's some people who are diehard sports fans that if their team loses, they go into like funeral mode for like a whole week. Yep. Like when the Patriots lose.
Yes.
See, me, I still get up in the morning and put my clothes on and go about my business, you know, so it doesn't faze me one way or the other. Although, you know, it's nice to hear your hometown team won, you know.
Right.
You know, but you know, I never really got into it for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I was into other things like, you know, cars and, you know, books and studying for school. And I never was a sports person. Probably because my dad wasn't.
It's not obligatory.
Yeah.
You know, sports, there's a lot of arguments that say sports makes kids, you know, better. I think, are we up against a commercial break?
I think we are, because I'm looking at Rosie the Robot here.
Okay. When we come back, we'll give you some sports scores. We'll tell you about some other things going on. We'll chat with Mike some more. And if you'd like to call, it's 508-222-1320. We'll be back with Out and About with Elaine LaRoche. I'm doing my best impersonation of Elaine. I don't know how to, let's see. I guess it would be just laughing. She laughs quite a bit. She has so much fun.
Stop by the Attleboro Library on Thursday, July 7th at 10 o'clock a.m. for the Kids on the Block puppet show with the theme of Awareness of Visual Impairment. The puppet show features Ronaldo, who has been blind since birth and likes to be treated the same as everyone else. Join Ronaldo's friend Brenda as she learns about how he reads with Braille and gets around with his white cane. For more information or to RSVP, call the library at 508-222-0157.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
The Mansfield Public Library warmly welcomes Ken Lelin to perform in a vintage guitar concert called He Did It His Way on September 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. This concert celebrates the lives, romances, careers, and songs of Frank Sinatra, Les Brown, Duke Ellington, and other big band stars. Vintage guitarist Ken Lelin sings classic American ragtime, jazz, and swing tunes and pairs each song with a vintage acoustic guitar. This program is free and open to all ages. No registration is required.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
We are back with you on this Saturday, June 25th, 2016. Tom Rafferty sitting in for Elaine LaRoche. If you joined us early, right off the bat, Elaine called us from a small little resort town in France. What was it, Marseille or something? Marseille? Something like that. 7 or 8 hours south of Paris. She has a deluxe hotel. She's doing a little R&R, having a great time. You know, for being in Europe, she sounded, you could hear her clear as a bell. You know?
I don't know, but I still kind of sense that she was far away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's, you know, certainly not in Pawtucket, but
very far.
Sounds like she's having a good vacation.
Yes. I think she's enjoying herself. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Now, if you'd like to call us, it's 508-222-1320. We heard from Elaine. We heard from Heather Parika, who is one of the chairpersons of the Farmers Market. They're going to be going on today from 9 to 1. Lots of great stuff. There's going to be a guy over there who will sharpen your knives.
I remember him. He was there last year.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Me and my wife, Sue, you know, obviously we live in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, but, you know, we're up in this area.
Yeah, the upper class. I know.
No, don't let that fool you.
Yeah, upper class.
That's just to make you think we're upper class, but we're not.
I have driven through East Greenwich on the way to that American
Legion. We live behind the
little... There is no poor area.
Yes,
of
there
East
is.
Greenwich. There is ocean, restaurants, beautiness.
Well, then you need to come to our house.
$500,000 condos.
You need to come to our house to see our neighborhood. Yeah. But yeah, there is a section, and it was fun. It's funny because back in the 1800s when it was started, it was a section of that too. It was poor in that area too. Hold on, while I get this phone because I think it's Jim.
I think for a minute here we might have. Okay, it is the aforementioned infamous meteorologist, Jim Corbin. Always good to talk to Jim. How are you today?
All right, Tom. Good to hear from you, talk to you.
Very good, and always good to listen and share weather information with our listeners. How's everything going since the last time I talked to you?
Oh, pretty well, keeping busy, and you were correct just 2 minutes ago in talking about the next chance of rain, which is good news for yet another weekend. Not until Tuesday, so it's looking good, really. In talking with Heather, she called in last week on Elaine's show, and called just now, obviously. Last year, there was no rain of any consequence every single Saturday, and they had so great weather, and for the second week now, as they start the second week, of course, we're talking about the farmer's market, and of course, anything else going on this weekend, the weather should be fine. Just low humidity, great. I think you'd agree, Tom. I mean, we have not had really any tough sleeping weather at night of any consequence so far this season.
I do agree. It's been awesome. We've got our windows open, and the breeze is just magical.
That's a great way to put it. Now, we are going to have probably a 24-hour stretch where the humidity will be moderately high. That will involve the rain that it looks like on Tuesday afternoon especially. But until then, we're going to be generally in the low 80s during the day, and low to mid-80s tomorrow and mid to upper 80s on Monday. All 3 days, though, today, tomorrow, and into Monday, will be rain-free, at least if everything works out. So once again, great outdoor activities. Obviously not exactly cool, so some people, especially by Monday, might start to think, uh-oh, here we go. But I'm thinking mid to upper 80s with still not that bad humidity. Now, on Tuesday, we're going to see the rain move in, showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, and that will continue off and on into, through Wednesday morning, and it will be quite humid at that time. Not brutally humid, and certainly not brutally hot either, because we'll have more in the way of cloud cover. So it's going to sort of feel like a tropical-type situation, where at times there's a few downpours, and at other times it's just a very humid feel, and that would be, again, Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning. Now, of course, these are the longest days of the year, so when you get a day like today and a day like tomorrow, you're getting to enjoy, of course, everyone listening as well, the most sunshine you'll ever get at any time throughout the year in a day, since we're about 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. And we're going to have wall-to-wall sunshine today, maybe just a few lonely clouds here and there. So you get out and enjoy that. Also, not only the longest days, but we have that late-night moon. I don't know if you saw the moon this morning, Tom, but the moon was visible early this morning, and we're going to see more of that. So it's been a great stretch of weather for viewing the moon, the planets, the stars, with an interlude Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Now, as we go through, of course, you know what next weekend is, Tom?
Yes, it is the big July 4th, our country's birthday weekend.
Yes, and of course, the 4th is Monday, but of course, everyone will make it at least a three-day weekend.
You know what it also is, right, along with the celebration of Independence Day? I know you have it on your calendar, because you always send me a card every year.
It's on the 4th, you mean?
It's that part of that weekend. It's Saturday happens to be your fill-in host's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yep. I think you were on one day a couple of years ago on the air during the birthday, and you were talking about it.
I'll be 41.
I'm writing this down again to remind me of myself. It was July 2nd. Well, I was going to mention that, too, because that's Saturday, right? July 2nd. And it might be, not to sound like a downer, but it might be the first Saturday in a while where we will get a little bit of rain. But not all day or anything like that. But what I was going to say is that could finally affect some activities next Saturday. It looks like if you want to include Friday, because a lot of people do traveling or even take the day off Friday to make it a four-day weekend, it looks like Friday and Sunday are right now, the 2 days that probably won't have rain. Some indications that there could be a few showers on the 4th itself, but it's still a week away. So, I mean, I wouldn't, as they always say, I wouldn't really overly be losing sleep over it at the present time. But
could I ask you, in your research and everything, we will be in upstate New York, Chenango County, about 45 minutes south of Syracuse. Would that also apply to that region, the rain?
Yeah, being further west, it could mean that it could be earlier. So maybe some showers on Friday and a portion maybe of Sunday and not Saturday.
Okay.
So, I think the main thing is just to stay tuned. When are you going up there, on Friday? Or?
We probably won't go till early Saturday morning.
Saturday, yeah. That's good. Well, I know you... what is the name of the town you grew up in again?
Vestal.
Vestal,
V-E-S-T-A-L.
I remember thinking about the Vestal Virgins or something.
Yep, that's in Greek mythology.
That's right. Well, yeah, I would say, just stay tuned throughout the week to forecast for it. But I would think that anything that happens there is going to be, generally everything comes in from the west. So maybe it'll be more like Friday, and then you'll get away with Saturday, okay, and then maybe a couple of showers Sunday, and then the 4th itself would be dry as well. So I mean, that would be an early thought that I would have. So, but anyway, I know you want to get back to the other callers and other stuff going on, but great talking with you.
Yeah.
And,
could I ask one other question?
Sure.
For that weekend, what does the beach look like? The low tide, high tide for the beaches in Rhode Island and around the area, will they be safe?
You mean next weekend?
Yes.
Well, let's put it this way. Right now, the tide, as I look here at the south coast, it's starting to come in. It'll be high in 5 hours. So if you extrapolate that out to next weekend, it probably means there'll be, in terms of the times of the tides, probably afternoon high tides, which would probably be pretty good for most people. So I don't see any significant stormy weather. So, of course, that's the other thing, not just when the tides are, but are there going to be strong winds and rough seas? I talked about this past week, now that you bring that up, though, in terms of the coast. The last week or so, some of our computer models have been showing a potential tropical system somewhere, maybe in the Gulf of Mexico or the Northern Caribbean, possibly starting to move north. Now, that is not likely at this point, but it's something that we'll have to monitor. But assuming that doesn't happen, or it doesn't come up this far, I think overall, I think it's looking pretty good for anyone going to the beach, obviously this weekend, great. Again, tide will be high today around 1 o'clock at the South Coast beaches, and next weekend probably just opposite of that, maybe late afternoon, early evening. So, and right now, not bad. I mean, I really have to say, the rain we get this Tuesday, assuming it does happen, and I think it will, Tuesday and the part of Wednesday,
okay,
it really is a rain we could use. It's been a bit dry over the last month and a half. I mean, yeah, we've got a little bit of rain here and there, but if you remember, we had a couple of those days where we had quick downpours with even some small hail. But that type of rain doesn't really help too much. You like to get the spread out rain. I've talked with you about this before during my weather reports. It's best to get rain, obviously, during the week for most people because you like to get nice weekends. But it's also best to get it dragged out because it soaks into the ground better and waters the lawns and gardens, fills up the reservoirs and people's pools and everything else. So hopefully we will get that rain Tuesday afternoon, I think, through Wednesday morning off and on. And the potential is there for an inch or so of rain. So that would be good. And the good news as well, and I'll end on this, as I always say, this weekend just perfect out there. Hardly a cloud in the sky. I think we're going to have a high time of about 83 or so and about 85 tomorrow. Still, not with bad humidity. More humid, though, 87, 88 on Monday, and then very humid, but with rain showers on Tuesday.
Okay. Absolutely terrific, well-researched, well-thought-out, the absolute best. That is you, Mr. Jim Corbin, meteorologist.
Well, I thank you, Tom, and good talking to you again, and hello, Mike, again. And I know you'll have a great time out there in upstate New York next
week.
Have fun.
Yep. The great parade in McDonough. One fire truck, one Girl Scout troop, and two cows.
you gonna check out the bowling alley?
They don't own one yet. They don't have one in McDonough.
Oh, that's the other town. That's right.
Yeah,
okay,
that's down in Binghamton. The old
Binghamton. Okay,
Binghamton Lanes. Yep, 12 lanes.
Hey, better. I used to go to in Weymouth bowling alley. Of course, it was Candlepin.
Oh yes,
with 10 lanes.
Oh gosh.
It was a little tiny place, and it was old, and that was many years ago, but the place isn't there anymore. So.
Oh, yeah.
I want to think it was underground, too. It was like you had to go downstairs to get in there.
I got you guys beat. I used to DJ a rock and bowl, and it had 88 lanes.
88 lanes.
Wow.
Was it on, like, either side, like two rows of it, kind of?
Yeah, it was a big building on both, and they had bowling alleys on both sides.
Both sides, and in the middle is where you could eat and the bar and all that.
Yeah, and that's where I was.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, have fun. Enjoy the weather. Good talking to you both, and I will talk to you down the road.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Meteorologist Jim Corbin giving us a complete look at the next week or in 2 weeks out weather there with July 4th as well. I think what Jim was referring to, I grew up right across the street from a bowling alley in Vestal. It was called Midway Bowling Alley. All of us kids worked there at one time or another. My late brother Jim was a pin chaser. He was the mechanic. He would, you know, get the balls that were stuck. My older sister was a waitress at their little
cafe.
Yep. And my younger sister was also a waitress there. And I did the moonlight bowling for about 2 or 3 years on Friday and Saturday nights for them, where they'd have the red and blue pins, and I'd be up there. There's lane 27. Let's see if he can get the strike. And that was kind of fun. But anyway, do we have another caller? This is Out and About with Elaine LaRoche on this Saturday, June 25th. Lots of things going on. Do we have a call, Mike?
Yes, we
okay.
We actually do.
Okay. Hello?
I thought I recognized that voice on this morning.
There he is. There's my coach. My coach,
how
Dave.
Are you, sir? How
I'm
you
doing?
Doing
well.
Yeah?
I'm reading chapter 9 now of your manual that you sent.
What man- annual was that?
That was the You Too Can Be an Electronic Accordion Player in 12 Easy Steps. I haven't got to Chapter 10. That's where you have to go out and buy the $15,000 accordion.
Well, it's not quite 15, but it's damn close.
How are you, Dave?
Well, as we speak, I'm doing what I shouldn't be doing. I'm talking on the phone and driving, but we're heading to the Burrillville Farmers Market, where I'll be playing this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I got several dates at Burrillville. I got, you know, several other markets, too, but several dates at Burrillville during the summer. So
great.
It's a little bit of a hike, but it's not bad. It's a real nice country out there.
Sure. Now, is that out on Route 44 or Route 6, one or the other?
No, the other direction. It's northern Rhode Island.
Yeah, but it's got to be 44 West, isn't it?
Or is 44, it Route 6? Yeah. Okay. We go down 295 to 7 and then I think it's 102 and 107 takes you right into Burrillville. So, and it's a nice facility. It's a big pavilion. It's you know, open.
Great.
Obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, that's nice country out there.
Yes, it's very nice. Very nice.
Well, I hope you do a great job. And what time does that go on today?
We start at 9:30.
What time?
9:30 to 12:30.
9:30.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
super.
In Burrillville. So.
Super. And there'll be some other venues there. It won't be as good as the Attleboro Farmers Market, but with you there, it'll be splendid.
Well, without a doubt, that just goes without saying. We're just sitting here laughing, but
yes.
We'll ignore that.
Yeah. Well, I've listened to your music online. You've got all those selections that you can hear, and this is Coach Dave LaPrise. For anybody that remembers, I know you have your own show here on AACS, right? Channel 15?
That's correct.
And,
still going strong for its season.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to you.
Oh, come on. That's not, I did not do anything. I think I introduced you to Jim Jones and Emily, and then you took it from there.
But you had me on your show, and I started it. Yeah.
Several times. And you brought a lot of great guests on, too. I love your music.
We've done that, yes. Yeah, the great Corey Pescatoro has been on several times.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Cumberland, a three-time world, not American, but world champion on accordion.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun trying to play with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you have a safe trip out there, and I hope you hit all the right chords and do all the right things. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll be a big hit. Wherever you are, a crowd gathers to hear you play. It's just amazing talent that you have.
Well, I thank you very much. I appreciate that. And great talking to you as usual.
Yes, sir. And I'm sure you and I will chit-chat as we move forward.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Say hi to everybody.
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, there goes Coach Dave LaPrise on his way out to the Burrillville Farmers Market, starting at 9:30 this morning. So, how are we on breaks? Are we about a minute away or so?
It looks like we have to take one.
Well, let's do that. Mike Catanzaro on the board. I think it's the first time I've ever done a radio show where somebody's running the board. It's probably why no errors, no mistakes, no poofahs or whatever you call them. You know, amazing. Thank you, Mike, for your expertise.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll take a break right now and be back right after these.
I can't conceal it, don't you see?
Attleboro's annual Kids Fourth Fun Day will be held at Ponson Hewitt Field on July 4th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Activities at the event will include the annual bike parade, a baby crawl race, a three-legged race, a wheelbarrow race, and more. Parents should come ready to participate as we offer adult versions of the contests. As always, DJ Nate Adams is donating his services and there will be complimentary hot dogs, chips, and beverages for everyone. Weather permitting, the sprinklers will be on, so don't forget your bathing suit and towel. No pre-registration is required.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow. Hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you ready to run for a purpose? Join runners from around New England for the first annual Pan Mass Challenge Trail Jog for Jack 5K. This charity run supports pediatric cancer research and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The run will be through the beautiful trails in and around North Attleboro's World War I Park and Julia's Garden. The race will kick off on Saturday, July 9th at 9 a.m. For more information and to register for the race, go to runsignup.com and search for Trail Jog for Jack.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
And we are back. Our final segment, one of my favorite groups of all time, Three Dog Night, the very first group I ever saw live at the Syracuse War Memorial. You ever see Three Dog Night, Mike?
No, I haven't seen them live. I did see Earth, Wind, and Fire live, though.
You did?
At the, well, I don't know what they call it now, but it was called the Tweeter Center back then.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So. We only have about 6 minutes remaining, so I want to just mention a couple other things that are going on today. There's so much going on in the area. We did mention that Sturdy is holding a free zoo day today at Capron Park Zoo from 10 to 12. Parents can bring their children over. They get into the zoo for free. They also get a free gift. The market basket, the Attleboro Farmers Market's going on from 9 to 1 today over at Capron Park in the field there. Tula Mania is going on at the museum, and I guess we have one more call here. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry.
I couldn't hear you saying anything. I'm really sorry. It's so good to hear you this morning.
Hello there, Ms. Donna. How are you?
I'm good.
I didn't recognize your voice there in the beginning.
That's okay.
How are you?
I recognized yours. You sound just the same. I love your laugh.
Oh,
I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm good. Yeah, I followed your vacation in Texas on Facebook.
Yeah, I see your comments all the time. Yep, you are still the mystical one. Are you still doing tea reading or palm reading? Tea bags reading?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm doing some tomorrow at a little place in Plainville.
Cafe.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So, I do that. Well, your time is running short for this particular show. I wish you could come back to the radio station. It's wonderful to listen to you.
Yeah, well, they actually, you know, there's a list of people to fill in. There's like seven people. You're on that list, too. I'm eighth to call.
No. Well, that's because you're doing really amazing work.
Yeah, I like picking up medical specimens, helping people, learning a lot about how doctors' offices and hospitals do testing for very, very serious illnesses. And it's always nice to know that people are getting good news on these test results, and I'm the guy that kind of transports all that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is awesome.
Yeah.
You found a calling of sorts in that.
Yeah.
But I wish that you could find a spot on the radio again.
Well, eventually, we'll see.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday in advance. Good talking to you.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
You too.
You.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
And say hi to all the family there for me.
I will.
Okay?
I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
We actually have another caller.
Oh, we have another caller?
Another.
I didn't even get to, like, say all the stuff that's going on out and about and everything.
Yeah, we have another caller. Can you guess who this person is?
No, I can't. Right. I will when I hear the voice, I think.
Oh, no. We're not going to tell you.
Oh, it's Bruce.
Well, because we're victorious today, we can actually talk.
Yes. Bruce, you're usually first, but now he's last, but certainly not least.
Well, I was busy earlier.
Oh.
I'm on the sick list today.
Oh, well, I hope you receive better health soon.
As you all know, or may know, I am a stroke recovery victim. And yesterday I had an episode while in a store.
Oh.
And they came and picked me up and brought me over to Sturdy.
Oh, gosh.
And I was also supposed to travel out to the Berkshires yesterday, where I am supposed to be presently,
mm-hmm.
waking up to go to a memorial service, interment for my stepmother.
Oh, my goodness.
And that didn't happen, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, when I crumpled to the floor, which is the way I went down, I landed wrong and broke my foot.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm reduced to hobbling.
Hmm.
But I note that Mr. Healy was at Fenway Park the other day.
Yes, I heard that. Because he got suspended for a day.
yeah. And I asked him if he looked for your jacket on the floor in the restroom.
Oh, gosh, you do remember. Hey, Bruce, I don't want to cut you off, but we have like
You're
5 seconds
time.
Left in this show. So
take care. Good job, Mike.
Yes, we'll good job, Mike. Later. Thank you, Bruce, for calling, and go New York Yankees. And I guess that's it for Out and About here. We want to thank everybody who called, Donna and Bruce and Jim Corbin and Elaine. Was there anybody else? I think, wasn't there one mother?
And Bruce.
And Bruce, that's right. Yeah. And so if you want to know a lot about what's going on, pick up today's Sun Chronicle. There's all kinds of music concerts and venues out there. Get out and enjoy the great weather. You're listening to WARA, Attleboro, Providence. I'll talk to you again some other time. We'll